SN 201 Main, name is Charles, Staten Island, New York City. I'd like to welcome you to the weekly shortwave and scanner listeners net that's heard on the N2ROW Link repeater system every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. local time. The purpose of this net is to provide a general discussion forum for those who have an interest in the radio monitoring hobby. We cover all the frequencies that you can tune into from DC all the way up to light, except for amateur radio, because we can talk about that at any other time during the week. So we talk about who you're going to listen to on these various frequencies, what equipment you're going to need, where can you find information on what's going on, what are they talking about, what is new that's coming down the road as far as new equipment, new technologies, and maybe changes in the law. Basically, anything to help make this more enjoyable for you and you get a better understanding of the world around you on all the different frequencies that are in the air. We have the basic ground rules for this net. One, if you are checking in on the air, we ask that you give your call sign, name, and location, and please indicate if you have any traffic for the net. If you don't have any traffic, please say no traffic. This way we can continue to the next station. If you're not able to check in over the air, you can still participate by sending an email. The email address is nydxa@yahoo.com. So at this point, we'll stand by for check-ins. Please space it out. We'll keep the juice to a minimum and get everybody checked in. This is N201OV.
N201OV. This is WA2, Oscar, Kilo, Zulu, Ken in Cranford. No traffic.
W, Whiskey, back to that.
identified at the beginning of the qualifying gets cut off. Okay, W2USB. ABQUP in Brooklyn. There was another station. All I heard was New York with traffic. Can you come back with that call? That was the first before KCC.
K2ACF, Queens, New York with traffic.
K2ACF, okay. Gotcha. WB2KTV and N2OB2. Anybody else? Okay, we'll take the list as we have it, and we'll take some additional check-ins later on. Again, if you're not able to get in for whatever reason, distance problems, you're not licensed yet, just drop a note to nydxa@yahoo.com. Okay, NYMLZ, where have you been, Bob? And what will be?
And to LV, N1MLZ. Good evening, Charlie. Good evening to the rest of the net. Yeah, I was out west there. Just got back during the week. Out to California and out to, Las Vegas and all that good stuff out there. So visit went to San Diego and all that. So it was a heck of a trip, I'll tell you. There's so much to listen to on the scanners. I was just after a while, it was just so much. I didn't even know what to listen to anymore. It was amazing. And especially on California. But it was a great trip. And I got some traffic for back home here with a drop. We had a search going on here, right outside my window here, basically, in Long Island Sound here. And I guess it was a boat overturned. They found a boat last night during the night overturned with nobody on it. And two people were missing. And I believe they found one person about 2 or 3 hours ago. Deceased, I guess, and they're still searching for one more victim. But anyway, the Suffolk County Air Force Rescue helicopters are out there. First time I ever heard them searching out for somebody. And they switched over to a different frequency. They're not using the Coast Guard frequencies. They switched over to 123.1. I believe that's New York City's NYPD helicopter frequency also, the company frequency used to be. I don't know if they still use it or not, but they're on that frequency tonight. They're using their glasses, the night vision stuff. So they're still out there searching. There's two of them, 11 and 13, Air Force Rescue 11 and 13, I heard so far. So put that frequency in. You might be able to hear them from, I don't know if you'll be able to hear them from that distance. I think they're on pretty low power. Because they're not too far from me here. They're about 30 miles away right now, and they're not coming in that strong, so they must be really using low power. But anyway, that frequency, I guess you can leave it in there. 123.1, Charlie, it's active right now, so figured I'd put that out there. Back to you.
Okay, Bob. Well, we found out over the past few years that 123.100 is being used by a lot of the various police departments. So it's not just NYPD. Also heard on there was Nassau County and the Port Authority.
Okay, so it must be just a widely used common frequency for law enforcement of any type. In fact, I hear a helicopter overhead right now here. I'm not sure what type it is. I think the regular Coast Guard helicopters went back home because they really can't do too much at night. And, there was one out here from Atlantic City, 6589, and there was one out here from Cape Cod, 6002. So it was two Coast Guard helicopters, plus the State Police helicopter from Connecticut here, and these two Air Force PAVOCs, or by Sikorsky, the PAVOCs, rescue helicopters. If you ever saw the Perfect Storm movie, that's the helicopters that went out there trying to rescue those boaters there. So they have a long range, they can stay out for a lot of hours because they have those gas pods on the side there, the pontoons there, extra fuel they can hold. So they're out there. I don't know how long they're going to be out there searching, but probably all night. We'll see what happens. But anyway, yeah, very good on the frequency there. I'll have to leave that one in there. I'll have to leave it in the radio here,
not use more power than you need. You know, how many times do you run into people who are cranking out 50 on your watch when 5 will do? Anyway, thanks for the info, Bob, and glad you had a good time out there on the West Coast. And they are kind of hopping. What I understand is Los Angeles is undergoing some changes, or about to. So maybe on your next trip you'll notice some changes when you go out there.
Yeah, I read that on my radio records here, so I guess they're talking about going to some different stuff. We'll see what happens. Vegas is also talking about going to Pro Voice, I think, so it might be the last I hear of them, too.
Yep, that's always a possibility. And there are more changes coming around, even around here. Yeah, as was reported on Radio Reference about a week or two ago, looks like they're getting their trunking system put together. Jersey City's right behind them. Yeah, a lot of the smaller coverage areas that we've been sort of ignoring have trunking systems, all over the place. Look at all over New Jersey. They have all sorts of UHF trunking systems up in 500, 470s, 480s, and sometimes it's like quiet for most part, and all of a sudden they just come alive. So in that particular case, I suggest people just, set up a bank for them and just put in search mode. A call group that you've never seen before. Okay, let's continue down the list. Next one up, K2ATM. It's one of me. How's it going tonight, Don?
Good evening, Chuck. K2ATM and everyone on the net. Just a heads up on the bulletin. Those out in the 470 range, and also involved by transmitting. With the fire department, May 2008, silence. The fire department, to be any their primary dispatch, someone was telling me the small pump.
Todd, which of the repeaters do you use that you were cutting out?
Yeah, I'm on 441-100. How's the signal now, Sean?
You're good. You're good. Keep it up and, keep it to us again, because we just heard syllables here and there.
Okay, like I was saying, the transit police, transit division, they're going to win UA. They're simulcasting now all five boroughs, and, basically, they're going to be switching over from their VHF system. I understand this going UHF in 2008, May off. Question for you, Charlie. Is the EMS going, switching up the boroughs, or are they going to stay the same? Are they going to be dropped? Someone was telling me there's going to be some change. That's, I don't know. It's just rumor.
Okay, I think you're referring to the Channel 16 project, which they've been talking about for over 10 years. Those are the future UHF frequencies that I have on my website, between 482 and 482.4, and a few scattered in channels above it. Part of that system, I believe 15 of those frequencies are going to be a motor-over trunk system. Now, it hasn't been released exactly what they're doing, like who's going to be on trunk, who's going to be a conventional, will the current EMS allocations be left alone, are they going to move? I haven't heard anything yet in either direction. There was some chatter, I think about 5 or 6 years ago, that certain frequencies face 6 1/4 kilohertz apart from each other are going to be allocated for different parts of the city for dispatch and fire ground operations. So that brings up the question, what happens to the fire ground frequencies that they're using now? So at this point, everything is still up in the air. Now, they are moving forward as far as putting the system together. We just don't know who's going to use what frequencies and which ones will be trunked, which ones won't. Now, according to the FCC records, we got an indication which ones were requested of the FCC to be trunked. Is an indication of sequencing and which ones didn't have it. And I've indicated that on my page, a T for trunk and a C for conventional. So that's as far as we're able to pull out information from the FCC records. Anything as far as how they're used, that's going to have to come from other sources or through observation.
Fire department dispatch is going to be an analog or a digital mode modulation. So that's still up in the air as well. That's also conflicted. I'm holding off on buying a digital scanner unless I really have to do it. I was pricing them. They're up there in the air.
Yeah, the prices are up there. Though what I understand this week, Uniden, if you go to their website, you can get a Bearcat 396 for about $100 off. That's what I heard chatter this morning. As far as digital for the fire department, I would hope that they would have learned their lesson from March of 2001 and keep their stuff in analog. I say hold off. I mean, if you can afford the 396 at its reduced price or something similar or go on eBay, fine. Otherwise, hold off a while. We'll see what develops.
I've been doing programming on my radios, I usually carry it down for work and broadcasting. That system went down a few days ago. Units were doubling up, but one cop was now working with two cops, and they were down in the hole near the booth formed by the telephone via the toga booth. So their process is switching over to all the transit police chief radios to chief patrol powerful.
Okay, you've got a slow fade going on there, Todd. Are you able to figure out if the officers themselves have the UHF radios yet?
No, everything is stations. They're only on there, the dispatchers. And from what I can tell when I zoom on, if the dispatcher hits the switch to a certain receiver, on some days you won't hear them. It depends when the dispatchers hit a switch.
Okay, what is it, like a fixer-on, fixer-off situation?
I guess when they adjust the headset and they use a receiver, I guess one of the receivers turn them on and turn them off. I guess they don't know what's going on. So, saying that sometimes you won't even simulcast for a couple of days and then it'll come back. So, that's the story with that. Spoke to a gentleman today. He works for transit, just the railroad itself. And he said they got Vertexes about 2 years ago. This is just the train operators and conductors. He said it's very highly unlikely that they're going to be doing anything with the radios. They're going to be probably using the old system. Now, this is just my thought. When the transit police do migrate to UHF, I got a gut feeling that they're going to inherit the old TD transit police panel trains, and they'll just run them down there. The Vertex is there.
Interesting. What about the five or so frequencies up in the 480s that were simulcasting some of the trains dispatching?
Yeah, that was a good question. I once posed that question on the net. No one really knows. I've put it on the past few weeks. I used to get the Bronx IRT and on 483.53735, what that could possibly be is, and again, it's only my no sources. Except there's a patch, the transit police UHF could just cross patch into the 483 and link into the system would go that way.
Thank you. WNRK. Name is Chris. Carmel, New York. No traffic.
Laptop stuff, including my laptop, and so you have to take the laptop out of the carry-on and put it separately.
alarm system.
Yeah, I imagine there must be some kind of a sensors in there to sense certain chemicals and stuff, but I was just shocked that with all the stuff they had in that carry-on, there's nothing illegal in there or nothing, but it's just amazing that they didn't, nothing was suspicious on the scene, but all the wires and the boxes and the radios, but what are you going to do? It was nice to go right through, but as far as any problem, nope, it's perfectly okay to bring that stuff on board. So, and I didn't want to put it in my check-in bag because I see the way they throw those things around. So, I just felt safer to leave it in the carry-on. So, and it was with me all along in case I lost it too. I had a lot of equipment in that bag, as far as my camera stuff, and we were there for over 2 weeks, so I had a lot of stuff with me.
I know what you mean, Bob. Did a lot of traveling this past winter and spring and had a lot of electronic equipment with me that never left my side. I never put it in a check the bag.
Hey, one more point, Charlie. When you get back to me, when it's my turn, something else I just thought of.
No, go ahead, Bob.
Okay, yeah, I think it's Sunday. It was Sunday or Monday. We were on the beach, and I just had my one radio with me. I had the marine frequencies in there and the local stuff and a couple of hands-free. One of my HTs, actually. And I always leave 156.850 in the radio, the Marine Bureau, New York City. And for some reason, the dispatcher for SOD was simulcasting on 156.850 for at least a half hour, maybe an hour. It was pretty interesting. I had one of my other radios with me, actually, with the SOD on it. And it was kind of funny to hear them both at the same time. But I guess they were able to simulcast on that 156.850 SOD because the dispatcher was on there. It was, obviously she didn't know she was simulcasting because it was just a regular transmission that she was simulcasting. Just like you would hear on 470-8375, so. But at least a half hour, if not longer. It's kind of interesting.
Well, I'm not sure where the transmit antenna is for 156.850. I know it's high up, very strong, and it has a CWID every so often. What they may have been doing on Sunday is that the one dispatcher was covering both sets of frequencies at the same time. As far as are they allowed to do that, I don't know what the legalities are.
Interesting. Interestingly enough, they come in the same exact signal strength as Manhattan Fire, so I'm wondering if they transmit from the same, maybe the same antenna as Manhattan Fire. To me here, they give me about an S7. And, when it goes down to an S6 some nights, or it goes up to an S8 or whatever, depending on the conditions, that frequency seems to go along with it as far as signal strength goes. So I wonder if they're transmitting on the same antenna as Manhattan Fire. I'm unsure, though.
I would tend to doubt it. The police tend to have their stuff on top of the building, like all over Manhattan, most likely. The fire department has their own towers, and the towers are not located on buildings. They tend to be in parks.
Ah, okay, very interesting. All right, very, very good. Yeah, they are strong, I'll tell you. They are very, very strong. And good audio, too. They have very good audio on that 156.850.
Yeah, definitely a strong signal, so it's got to be high up. If I find any information, I'll pass it along.
That'd be a question, Kim.
Hey, Bob.
Sorry, I'm sorry. A little delay. check email here in a few.
Exactly a week.
Okay. Well, maybe the new location, if it has a higher elevation, might give them a stronger signal to cover the region.
The new frequencies, what are the new frequencies?
and like you said, the educational location, everything else is the same. All right, well, let us know what transpires, and anybody else can listen to that system as well. You know, let us know what you hear. Anything's actually improved. Okay. WA2SQ2. What do you have before we start wrapping things up?
Not too much at the moment. I'm just trying to get into to Yahoo here. And I don't know why, but it just keeps hanging up. I guess it's not doing anything. Not a whole lot. I changed over internet providers over to Verizon Fios very, very fast. I'm very impressed. Got a good deal on it. And just getting ready for my trip to Japan. Leaving on Friday, so I won't be here next week for the net. And that's it. And Sunday I'm going to have that to myself, so I'm going to go down to the radio district down there, or electronic district, and spend the day down there walking around, see what's going on.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Sometimes you can see some interesting things in Japan. Some of it eventually comes here and some of it doesn't, so it's always been a learning experience for me whenever I see some of the stuff in Japan through their advertisements and stuff. Okay, now I don't know about the Yahoo group, the Yahoo mail account, Bob. I was in it before and it was fine.
Yeah, maybe something else is going on.
Okay, let's see. I've made a few more changes to the S1OB.net website as far as adding some links and sorting things out a little bit, especially the miscellaneous area. I group things together that are similar as far as medium wave broadcasting, show waves, military frequencies, propagation stuff, you know, things along those lines. So we have similar things to group together. I found a couple of new ones that I threw in there. Also, I've got some new links there for multimedia. One is NASA TV. Turns out the NASA TV's got three different channels that they're running on their website. One of them is a mirror of what you see on your cable or satellite dish system. It's about 30 seconds delayed, but at least it's available online. So I have a link there next to the next link to the NASA frequencies that Monitoring Times put together. And I found out that Weather Underground actually has a bunch of the NOAA weather radios in streaming mode on their website. So I grabbed the one for New York City and threw that up there too. Now, I know you'll probably check it, Bob, when you're in Japan. You can listen to the New York City metro weather from halfway around the world.
Yeah. Actually, I'm going to have one of my scanners over here. I'm going to stream audio using Winamp and see if I can listen while I'm over there.
Here is a...
I got into a Joe from Wallington checking in, but I didn't see any questions in there. So there was nothing that was on that. What else? I'm trying to think. I saw some email floating back and forth on the Bayonne system. Supposedly Bayonne's trunk system is up and running, or there's simulcasting or testing. I have not had a chance to do much investigating, but it might be something worth looking into for those of you in Hudson County.
Yeah, 7.
I'll be honest, I have no no knowledge on the Pro 97 or whatever. I wish Rod was on. I think he probably has a few different software packages he's used.
Okay. I'll do some research and find out what's out there, and I'll send that over to Marty. So give him a starting point. Yeah, he already has the software that came with the scanner, but he wants something a little better. Something he can easily download out of the radio, things that he programmed in there manually, and set up different personalities so he can upload and download when he needs them.
I'll see if I can get anything from Rod, and then I'll let him know, but I don't know, you know, how much I'm going to really be able to do. I've got tomorrow is really my last day here, and I got to get to work early, and I'll probably be there late, and come home and pack, and then I'm actually leaving for the airport about 4 a.m.
The one thing I'm like,
I got a lot of stuff to do here in the next 24 hours, so we'll catch you guys when I get back, week after next. And Charlie, if I see anything or anything of interest, I'll drop you an email. I think you have my email address at work or at home, actually. I'll be checking that at least once a day, so if anything comes up, drop me an email, and I'll do my best to respond there. 12 hours out of sync, so chances are it's going to be like 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning when I'll be looking at my email.
Okay, well, it'll probably be the same time I'm sending you email. During the day, things have been getting a little busy lately, so I've been able to sit down in front of the CC. Okay, and yeah, especially that thing we were talking about earlier.
I don't know how much more I will know about that, but if I find anything, I'll let you know. I just figured you might want to talk to Mark about that.
Yep, definitely. Okay. Also, if you've heard anything new about the 250, just drop me a note.
I'm looking at that right now. Nothing new, but I'm going to be kind of out of touch on that. The best I can do for you there is if you hear or if you run into a situation, you know, drop me an email.
Okay, yeah. I'm just trying to get things sorted properly and they're not lining up the way I want them to. Yeah, but the other two things that we did before, so I don't know, must be something else. All right. We'll let you pack and get ready for your trip. And we'll say 7-3 to everybody, and we'll catch you all in next week. This is Toronto, we say 7-3.